WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And again, this is the first hour in which you will get your code for Money Talks. Every hour between 8 and 5, so that includes the 5 o'clock hour, 10 codes every weekday, your shot at $1,000. And then coming up later on in the contest, we're going to have two Thursdays for you that are going to be $10,000 Thursdays. So all you have to do is just keep doing what you're doing, listening to WBSM. And then when you hear the code come up a little bit later on in the hour, go to WBSM.com, click on Money Talks, go to the WBSM app, if that's how you prefer to do it. Click on Money Talks. The button will be in the middle of your screen. And then you'll see all the boxes to enter the code. And it'll say, Thursday, April 3rd, 8 a.m. code. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit because there's some options to get free entries, you know, bonus entries that will give you additional shots at winning money just for following us on social media and sharing the contest and things like that. So you get a little bit past those. You'll see all the hourly code boxes. You just drop that 3-number code into that and you're entered to win. It's that easy. So your first code coming up in a little while and then every hour throughout the day. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. Let's move on over back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can I change the topic for a second?
Sure.
I'm reading about this New Bedford community, the CEA program, that if you don't opt out by the end of April, they're going to force you to join it. Is that true?
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, because either do I got a message from my sister-in-law, and she says, you got to opt out by the end of April, or they're going to force you to use this CEA, New Bedford Community Electric.
One of those electric aggregation things, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they'd sent out letters, no?
No. All right, maybe some of your listeners know more about the program.
I just looked. So hold on, because okay. I don't like to kind of do things off the cuff here.
I understand
because I'm just looking at this website, but I'm immediately suspicious.
Yeah, so am I.
Because this
I'm with Constellation now, and I plan on staying there.
This website says, I went to massceA.com/New Bedford. It's actually New-Bedford. And
yes,
it's a website here that talks about everything that's going on. And it has the city of New Bedford seal and branding, like it looks like it's a page on their website.
Right. That's what I have in front of me.
And again, I can't say that it isn't tied into the city, and it's saying that it's tied into the city, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
And I'm a little suspicious, too, that the first line, it says New Bedford CEA is a program offered by the city of New Bedford to provide new electrical supply options, and they didn't capitalize city there, which the city always does in anything city-related. It does later in the paragraph, but it didn't there. So I'm a little suspicious about it.
Yeah, that's what I am also. That's why I called, because I don't want to do anything to, you know, change my electricity to this CEA program. You might be right. It might be one of those scam things, maybe.
Well, it says here at the very bottom, I went down into the Who is Good Energy LP, who are the people behind it, and it says that originally developed in partnership with the Southeastern Regional Planning and Economic Development District. So... They're tied into SERPED. I don't know how legitimate it is. I would actually call the city when the city hall opens and ask them if it's something that they're tied into. But I can tell you, okay, most people I know that have signed up for those aggregators, they're not happy with the fact that they did.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. No, you're 100% right. All right. Thanks for your information. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, I wouldn't sign up for anything without verifying anything. If anybody from the city is listening, as I know they are, if this is legitimate, let me know. But I'm just saying, like, just looking at this on the surface, I'm looking to see if there's anything that says, you know, not directly affiliated with the city of New Bedford, but I don't see anything that says that. It does say return to the city of New Bedford website. Let me see if there's anything on the city site that kind of sends people back to it. I'm taking a look and I don't see anything on the city's website that directs you over to it. You know what? During the next break, I'm just going to take that page and I'm going to forward it to the mayor's office and I'm going to ask them, if it is something that is legitimate. Again, it could be something that I just completely tuned out because I wouldn't sign up for an aggregator. So I might have just, you know, somebody might have mentioned it and I might have just blanked on it because I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Which wouldn't be, you know, doing you a service, you the listener, if it's something that could benefit you. But I would say, you know, like I said, everybody I know that signed up for an aggregator wish they hadn't. Because then rates go down and they're still paying whatever the aggregator is charging. And you're just adding another cook into the pot there. Wait, no, don't put the cooks in the pot. That'd be cannibalism. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling regarding the CEA.
Okay, I need you to just turn down your radio for me, please.
Yeah, I just did. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That is a legitimate site with the city. For years, the city had this agreement, the CEA program, where electric rates were provided to city residents at a cheaper rate. However, in about 2 or 3 years ago, that changed in that the city's rate, the CEA rate, was much higher than what was offered by Constellation and a number of other companies. And at that particular time, I changed and went to another company. And what you're doing is you're signing up for either a 6 month or a 1 year program where the rate is lower. And at the end of that period of time, you have to be notified that that contract is ending and you can re-opt automatically by doing nothing, or you can seek other electric suppliers, and there are a half dozen or so that supply electricity to the city of New Bedford.
So
it is a legitimate site.
Well, but just because it's a legitimate business, is it legitimately tied into the city? Does the city recommend that people utilize this service?
Yes. Yes, because more people that utilize the service, happens is they can negotiate cheaper rates. As I said, in years past, that has been the case, but about 3 years ago, that was not. And I opted out, and I'm still out because I can get a cheaper rate through suppliers like Constellation or there's a number of other ones. And people can find out who's providing the cheapest rate by going to arbor.com.
All right. Thank you for the information.
Okay. You're welcome.
Have a good day. And I did send an email to John Darling while that gentleman was speaking. Then also, when it comes to electricity, I saw a story this morning on Channel 5 site, WCVB.com. You know, we're talking about all these, what's the word I'm looking for? Rate discounts that were supposed to be happening. And folks are getting their electric bills and saying, yeah, that's not happening. Not getting the the discounts that they said that we were going to get. Remember when they said, oh, your April bill is going to be less? Well, yeah, we're not getting that. So I don't know what the holdup is, but I think it was National Grid customers. And I don't know how many National Grid electric customers we have in this, or heating, in this listening area. I know when I first went to gas in Wareham, I had National Grid. But then at some point, that became Eversource. It might have been when I moved. When I moved to New Bedford, I might have just said, oh, I can get Eversource gas. I'll just put everything on one bill. It's not one bill. It's two different bills, but when I go to pay it online, I go to the same site, and then I can collect my electric bill or my gas bill, which I haven't done yet. I know it was... I know my February bill will probably be a little bit less than January. I'm sorry, February. My March bill will probably be a little bit less than February because I didn't turn the heat on nearly as much. But, you know, that remains to be seen because, again, it depends on how much energy everybody else is using in addition to what I've been using. Yeah, taking a look, it looks like my usage was a little bit down, but not hugely down. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be this month because I haven't turned the heat on at all in April. And I don't plan on doing it. I'll put on another sweater. I'm $16 lower than my previous bill. Yay! All right. Anyway, you don't want to hear me pay my bills in real time. So I'll take care of that later. 508-996-0500. But you're going to get your chance to pay your bills coming up in just a couple of moments. But before I do that, hey, what if you won that $1,000, right? What if you were a $1,000 winner on the very first code of Money Talks? What could you do with that $1,000? Well, I'll make one suggestion. Head on over to the butcher shop and get yourself the biggest tomahawk steak that they have to offer. Maybe not try to grill it today because it's going to be raining later, but you want to get that big steak and treat yourself. But you don't have to wait until you win $1,000 to do it because the meat is affordable and delicious at the butcher shop. In fact, I will put that tomahawk that I got there last year for Father's Day, little treat for myself. I will put that up against any steak that I've ever had in my entire life. It was the best I've ever had, hands down. So experience it for yourself. Head on over to the butcher shop at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Try their meats and see if that doesn't completely change your mind. You're not going to be going to the supermarket anymore to buy your meat. You're not going to be taking the package of whatever they've cut and put out there and wrapped up and who knows how long it's been out there. You're not going to have to deal with that anymore. You're going to get it cut fresh right in front of you the way you want it. You want it thicker, you want it thinner, you want more fat, you want less fat, whatever you want, they'll do it for you. The Panaretta family are the best in the business and they will give you exactly what you and your family are looking for. And the taste is beyond compare. So stop by, see all the great items that they have to offer, including their great pre-made foods, so you can get a nice hot lunch on a wet, damp day. Plus so much more at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And tomorrow we'll check in with Eric and find out everything that they have over there this weekend. Right now, though, well, you might want to get your WBSM app handy. You might want to get over to WBSM.com if that's how you're going to enter in these codes. I'm not saying it's time for the code, but it's time for the code. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm off the ball a little bit here on getting the music ready in time by the time we come back from the commercial break. I think it's because I'm doing so many things behind the scenes with Money Talks and making sure that everything is working all properly. But hopefully you got that code in. Don't ask me what it was. First of all, I don't remember. But secondly, I can't tell you. I can tell you. I can only tell you that you need to keep listening for the next one. So I appreciate that you listen even when you're not having the chance to win money, but it's even better when you listen and have that chance to win money. 10 codes every weekday, 10 chances to win $1,000, and then $10,000 Thursday is coming up later on in the contest. So very exciting. Thanks to Long Moving and Storage for sponsoring Money Talks on WBSM. And also, don't forget, you still have your opportunity to win some Kylie Minogue tickets. We're giving those away all this week. You can enter to win those at WBSM.com or on the app. That's Stevie's Wine and Spirits are the proud sponsor of Tim's Tickets. And the window washers are here. So I like how he just walks by and throws a bunch of water on the window. And then they just come by with their big squeegees and hit every window in the area. They're very good at what they do. I hate washing windows. I'm impressed with the work that they do. Anyway, we're going to be going into the newsroom with Mike Roberts coming up. When we come back on the other side of that, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Check out the article that I have yesterday. I posted it on the website and on the app. Dartmouth apparently ranks number 3 in the state in one particular category, although I found just, you know, differentiating facts about whether or not it's actually number 3 or number 5 or even a different number. So you'll have to check that out. But it also made me remember an article that we talked about a while ago. I think back when I was on Mid Mornings, that people actually pronounce Dartmouth as Darkmouth. That people actually say a K instead of a T in the middle. So it's Darkmouth and not Dartmouth. And I was like, I've never heard that. And then people started calling in and saying, what do you know this? And it turns out it's true. So I brought that article back out and linked to it in that story because I can't get over that. And then that, of course, led to the question of, you know, how do you say the town in which WBSM studios are located? Is it Fairhaven? Is it Fairhaven? Or is it, like most people in town say it, Fairhaven? So have fun racking your brain and doing mental gymnastics over that. All right, it's time now to go into the news with Mike Roberts.
Forbes' new billionaires list has been announced. Amazon making a bid for TikTok and Mega Millions tickets. Prices are going up.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Democratic officials are suing to stop $11 billion in public health funding cuts. 23 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Services, asking for the cuts to be temporarily paused. They argue the administration made the cuts unlawfully without analyzing the benefits of funding or possible consequences of removing it. A Trump-appointed judge is hearing the case today. President Trump is announcing new global tariffs, calling it Liberation Day for the U.S.
He said companies can avoid paying tariffs by making their product in America.
My answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America.
The tariffs cover a wide range of products and are targeting several countries, including Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. Trump said there will be an immediate 25% reciprocal tariff on all foreign-made automobiles. I'm Brian Shook.
The cost to play Mega Millions lottery will be going up soon. Lisa Taylor has the details.
Price of a Mega Millions ticket will go up to $5 following Friday's drawing. Officials say the price increase will lead to faster growing jackpots and better odds. Every prize will also now be worth more than the cost of a ticket. This is the first price increase for Mega Millions since 2017. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Amazon is reportedly making a last-minute bid to buy TikTok.
The New York Times reports the e-commerce giant submitted the bid via an offer letter sent to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Saturday is the deadline for China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok, or the app will face a ban in the U.S. Lawmakers have expressed security concerns over the app's connection to China. Tech giant Oracle and private equity firm Blackstone have reportedly been in talks of possibly buying the video app. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The White House is reported to be looking at what it would cost to control Greenland as a territory. Nick Harper has details.
The Danish-owned but autonomously run island is a target of President Donald Trump, who says it's vital for US security. According to the Washington Post, a cost estimate is being drawn up that would include providing government services to its population of just 58,000 residents.
Sources say the administration is also estimating how much revenue could be gained from Greenland's natural resources, including rare earth minerals. The Post says that one plan is to offer more money than Denmark to subsidize Greenland's services. Fox will keep The Simpsons around until at least the end of the decade. The network announced yesterday it has ordered four more seasons of the long-running animated series that will take it through the end of the 2029 season. That will be the show's 40th. The Simpsons first hit the airwaves in 1989. Fox also gave four-season renewals for animated shows Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and American Dad. A new report shows nearly half of Americans say they're stressed. At least 47% of people tell Talker Research that they're in a constant state of worry. And with that number, 62%, even higher for millennials and Gen Z. One in 10 survey respondents say that they have a designated worry time. It allows them to reduce their anxiety and allows cut downs from the amount of times that they worry throughout the day. At least 30% of people find themselves worrying at night just as they get into bed, with one-third of respondents say that they start worrying when they're alone.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Orioles in Baltimore 3-0 last night. Those two teams back in action at 105 today. It was the Celtics over the Heat in Miami last night, 124-103. The Suns travel to Boston tomorrow, and the Bruins take on the Canadiens in Montreal tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's pretty dreary outside, scattered showers around and clouds hanging low. And while it is going to be an overall gray day, it won't be a washout. Just be aware of a few scattered showers throughout the day. And then later tonight, a cold front comes through and that's going to drive some pockets of heavy rain, but that's pretty late, hopefully after you're cozy in bed. We're talking about 9:30, 10:30, even 11:30 or so. Now, the good news is later today, in the afternoon anyway, temperatures are in the mid-50s. We could see a couple spots trying to get up towards 60 degrees. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schell. Hoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. Heard back from Jonathan Darling over in the mayor's office. Mass CEA is legitimate, and it is something that the city has been working with since 2016. So, yes, you can sign up for it. Again, my own ignorance there, but better to be safe than sorry, right? And so now glad we were able to check. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Well, you want the truth, or you want me to make things up and make it sound good and all that?
I want whatever you need to say to make yourself feel better.
Well, I wish I could. This whole week, and what, today's Thursday, am I right?
Yes.
Well, today's Thursday, and this whole week, it turned out to be terrible, just a horrible, horrible week all the way around. I mean, we've had a main elevator. Oh, it's over 2 weeks now. This is an elevator that's very much needed because when people move in, they block that just for the movers so they can get in and out. You're coming home with groceries or anything, you just come right through the entrance and there's that first elevator waiting for you. That's been down, and the reason, and every now and then you see an elevator guy working on it, but They're waiting for parts to come from Germany, and that's what's taking so long. They didn't use an American elevator company when they built this place. So they didn't realize that all the tenants here were going to be waiting and struggling and trying to bring groceries up the stairwells. And I've helped so many people, and I'm barely helping myself. But you see them, and you have to help. How can you walk by somebody when they're trying to carry things in, and they're older than you? And so, you know, then on top of that, we're losing people, too. I don't know what's going on in this building. People are just dying. There was a lady only two doors away from me. We knew she was sick, though, but I've known her over 60 years. And when you know somebody that long, you talk to them a lot, you know what's coming. So we expected her. But, you know, the thing is, when you live in a building like mine, downtown, to high rise, and somebody goes, the family, yeah, your family's going to come because somebody has to clean out your place. So they'll come out and they will take things out little by little. But they are not going to take over to their house everything and every drawer you have and in the closets and all. So your whole life goes out into the dumpster in the back. Now, I sit down, I have my morning coffee, I sit by this window because I have the view of the Fairhaven Bridge. Mm-hmm. I see the train when it's coming down the track, and I'd like to talk about that too, but not enough time. But anyway, I see cars going, I see things. It's not so boring when I'm sitting by my window. And I have to look down because the dumpster is so in direct direct line with my window, okay? And I see her things, and I see things that she had shown me over the years she bought that she loved. No, look what I bought, Mary, you know, and blah, blah. And then you see it out in the dumpster. So I'm getting to where I see the men coming out with the big things that you push it. I don't know what you call them, full of stuff. And I close my curtain and I go sit on the other side of the room. And for a few days, I don't bother to look out the window. And it's very disturbing. A lot of different things. People moving in, moving out. They actually, at least they're getting a little better about it. They try to warn us when they let somebody move in that's kind of off the wall and disturbing. Oh, don't worry, but they're not dangerous, though. We're just letting you know that you might hear, you know, somebody going down the hall and yelling and screaming. Don't worry about it. So at least they're telling us about that. But it doesn't make me feel any better. I have two disturbing people already side by side right near me, and I have to put up with it. I've got accustomed to it. The only thing I don't like is when they play loud music and stuff like that, you know. But I don't know. It's a lot of things all at one time. So they need to snap to it and do something. When they order elevator parts, why in the world can't they order a few extras so that they have it in the room down here, that this room that they always go into to do stuff and they have things stored in there?
I don't know.
Why do they just get one part? If it's a part that has broken down over and over, can't you just order a few extra parts? It's hard to come home, especially if you have cases of water. And you say, oh, I shouldn't get that. That elevator over there is out. I got to walk all around the whole building to get in with it. So you start leaving the water in your car. Then you're making two or three trips trying to bring in one at a time. I mean, granted, yes, I shouldn't complain too much because I am only on a third floor. So I really don't have a problem yet getting up the stairs. But I can't carry everything I bought. So most of the time, yep, I'll say, well, that elevator is still out. So when I get to the store, I'm not coming home with more than two parcels, you know, two bags or something.
How many floors total is the building?
We have 11 floors. Of course, we have another a top floor going to the roof. And nobody's allowed up there. But we have 11 where there are apartments. And this place has changed a lot because they never used to allow kids. And now they allow kids. So we have the added little stress that night, kids running down the hall when you're maybe trying to go to sleep and you hear the mother yelling on top of it, shut up, be quiet, come stop running, you know, stuff like that. It's all different. I mean, I don't want to give it a bad rap here. It is a place to be. If you don't have a place to live, you're going to come here. But I've seen young people moving in, and 4 days later, they're bringing the stuff back out. They say they don't like the rules here. So it depends. How do you feel about sleeping in your car or having a place to be?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you want to know what really ticks me off is I applied, believe it or not, I went downtown. I applied for a Section 8 certificate, so maybe I could have a chance to get. And I only came here for my mother. She was in her 90s and couldn't do much. So when I got here, I knew I was here for the long run. And so I've been here. This August will be 14 years. So, and I'm accustomed, I'm used to it. But if I have a chance to go back to the North, then I'll go. So I went down there, And, oh, it took a long time for them to... I should have brought lunch and a cup of coffee. I was there a long time. They wouldn't let you use the restroom. It's only for the workers. So, I wasn't that way. And then she finally gave me an application. She said, you can fill that out right here and bring it right back to the window. And then I had a few questions. I asked her. I said, how long do you think... I know it's going to be a while. She goes, let me tell you right now, Mary. Oh, she came right on, and I couldn't believe my ears. She goes, you may wait 2 or 3 years, but when we call you, when your name comes to the top, we're not going to give it to you. And I said, what are you talking about? You're not going to give it to me? Why did you took my application? She said the reason she took my application was only because the law says they have to accept applications from everybody that applies, whether they turn you down or not. And I said, well, what's the reason then? She says, well, you're not homeless. You already have a place to be. I said, but I have a right to move. I'm an American-born citizen. I have rights. I can move if I want to. She goes, well, you're not going to get a Section 8 certificate. I can tell you that. So I ripped it up right in front of her and threw it away. What good is that? Why take my application? Does it make any sense?
Tell you that in the beginning, yeah.
Well, there's a lot to say, but you gave me so much time. You're so good. You know that. I appreciate that. I'm just sounding off. You know?
Well, I want you to be able to get it off your chest and talk through it. So that's what we're here for.
But I was glad to read that one story that came out on BSM that you can get on that train, stop somewhere, and get a nice pizza. That sounds good. That made me smile. So I might do that.
We're also lucky that the best pizza out of all the ones that I've tried on that list, except for Linwood and Randolph, but the second best one is right here in New Bedford, so you don't even have to get on the train to get that one.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Dipper?
The Dipper. That's number two for me behind Linwood.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I can walk there.
I recommend it.
I haven't really been in there yet because it's just me. Can you buy one piece of pizza?
No, you buy the pizza. It's kind of like a personal size pizza. It's a 10-inch pizza, so it's they don't sell it by the slice. And a slice is small. A slice would be like, you know, the size of, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something to make it the equivalent, like half a sandwich.
Maybe I'll get a couple of friends together one day. We'll all go and get just one pizza and we'll all have some, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I can even with my smaller appetite, I can still put away a whole Dipper pizza. You know, I'll eat most of it and then finish it off the next day.
I don't want to do that though, you know?
You'll see when you get one.
Not sure if I'm calling tomorrow, so I want to say have a good weekend.
All right. You as well.
And have fun. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. And yeah, the if you've never had a South Shore bar pizza, it's they're kind of a one person pizza. It, you know, you eat a little bit of it. Well, you eat most of it and then you bring the rest home. So I would say eating half of that pizza is probably the equivalent of eating like 2 New York slices. So if you can order a Papa Gino's pizza and eat 3 slices of pizza for dinner, you could probably eat most of a bar pizza, if not the whole thing. 508-996-0500. Hold on. Let me put this call on hold. Let me take this break. It'll be a quick one. And then when we come back, we'll go right to this call. But a real quick break. We'll be right back. All right. Back to the phones. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, too.
How you doing?
Not bad. On the money app, how do you go back on the calendar?
Go back on the calendar? For the win. So there wouldn't be a previous day. Today's the first day.
Yeah, but I mean for your birthday.
You want to set your birth date on the app?
Yeah, it says birthday, but you got to go back like 50 years, and I don't want to go back every month.
Hang on. I haven't done that in a while, but normally if you press where the year is, that'll allow you to actually go back and change the year on the calendar.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, give that a try. That should work. And if not, you know, if you run into any more trouble, just shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll forward that on to the IT team.
All right, this is Al from Somerset.
Oh, good to hear from you, Al. I hope everything's going well.
Yeah, so far so good. All right, I'll give that a shot, Tim.
It'll be going even better if you win that $1,000, right?
That's right.
All right, well, good luck with it.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And
yeah, bye-bye.
I think, you know, most of the time, and it took me a long time to learn that when you go to those online calendars, I always did the same thing. I'd go back month by 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 month. And then I learned at some point that usually you can click on the year, or, you know, there's a way to hit the, you know, tap on the year, and that'll allow you to see a bunch of years, and then you can pick. But I haven't set the date on for anything in the app in a while. And I can't enter to win. So, and if I tried even as a test, I'd probably, you know, screw something up and don't want to get in trouble. But usually that works for me. But if there is an issue, I will let the IT team know, and they'll get in there and they'll fix it right up. They're so good about all that kind of stuff. And that's why the WBSM app is so important. Always with breaking news and all of our programs and cutting edge technology and a whole development team behind it that's always trying to make it better. And of course, it's brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. They are the sponsors of the WBSM app, and they make it so that all of these great things can keep happening. Participation Trophy Wife says, had to do the birthday for Mr. Trophy Husband. Born in the 1900s is a drag sometimes. Wait, you weren't born in the 1900s yourself? I forget that 2000 was 25 years ago. But that's the joke that people make, right? Oh, I got carded at the liquor store. And when I showed them my ID, and they're like, okay, all set. I said, well, you couldn't have looked at my birthday that fast. Like, no, I saw the 19. That's enough. Oh, man. That's right. Anybody that has a 19 in the front of their birthday is at least 25 years old, or at least 24 at this point. But, oh, man. It's funny because, you know, I have a lot of friends that are younger than me. But I don't think about the age difference. In fact, I'm teaching a course on the paranormal for second half learning, and I had Stephanie Burke come on as a guest lecturer yesterday to talk about mediumship and psychic abilities and all of that. And she was talking about, you know, 20 years ago she was in high school and acting like she was an old person because 20 years ago she was in high school listening to Spooky South Coast, and I was like, yeah, 20 years ago. I was 27 doing that show. So, you know, it's just as long as it was for me. So anyway, 508-996-0500. We also, I want to just point this out because I hate to draw attention to a mistake, but I also want to be transparent with people as well. You may have seen a story that was up briefly on WBSM.com yesterday. And on the WBSM app, announcing that In-N-Out Burger was going to build its first ever New England location just over the New Hampshire border in Nashua, at the Nashua Mall. And the person who wrote it, she's one of our, you know, Town Square media writers from New Hampshire. And she posted the story to our site because she knew people down here would want to drive up there to experience In-N-Out Burger. And unfortunately, she fell for an April Fool's hoax. So we took the story down. But if anybody saw it and was wondering where it went and said, hey, I was trying to find out more about that because I wanted to go to the In-N-Out Burger, unfortunately, it was an April Fool's hoax that she fell for. And it's because she saw another person she knows in the radio business share that. So she thought it was trusted information because we have a rule. At Town Square Media, we're not allowed to participate in April Fool's jokes or hoaxes because we don't want to do anything that would hurt our credibility with the information and news that we bring you. We don't want people to. So this way here, if we report something on April Fool's Day that seems too good to be true and people are like, April Fool's, right? We can say, no, we don't do that. So I think some people probably saw it on our site and said, well, I know that Town Square Media and WBSM doesn't play April Fool's prank, so this must be legitimate. Unfortunately, she fell for it by believing one of her radio friends who works for a company that isn't as responsible on April Fool's Day as we are, and fell for the hoax. So it is not coming here. They actually have a business model in which they do not open a location anywhere more than 300 miles from where they can get their beef from because they keep it fresh. So we'll probably never see one. And I've never had one. I've never had an In-N-Out burger. I've heard people talk about it. When I went to L.A., there was actually an In-N-Out burger around the corner from my hotel, and I wanted to go, but nobody else wanted to go with me, and I was told, you know, it wasn't in a neighborhood where I wanted to go walking out alone at night, and we were only there for a little over 24 hours, kind of just flew in and flew out to do a TV show, and I didn't get to try it, and I probably won't ever get to now. Some people tell me, oh my God, you don't know what you're missing. And other people tell me, yeah, you're not missing much. But anyway, unfortunately, that story wasn't true. But I guess, you know, I could always make the trek out there just for that, right? Buy a $400 plane ticket just to go try a burger. 508-996-0500. Let's take our final break of the hour, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. You know, the New Radicals were right. You only get what you give. And that applies to energy in your home as well. You get what you give. If you're willing to give a little bit of money into putting in a solar system, you're going to get a lot back. And how does it work? Well, reach out to Isaacson Solar. They'll tell you all about it. Go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Have them come out, sit down with you, explain to you all about how solar works and how you actually will eventually get paid to go solar. And they'll talk with you about all the different options they have to be able to install solar in your, you know, on your home or on your property in a way that will complement your property, not take away from it. So again, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N. Talk to them and find out how going solar can actually change your entire life. You know what else could change your entire life? Winning some money here on WBSM. And we'll have your next Money Talks code coming up at 9 a.m. We have codes every hour, each weekday from 8.